to your point, your top risk for 2025 is that the G0 world order might win, and that we're headed back to the law, in quotes, the law of the jungle.
Why are we in a G0 world? Why has this come to fruition now? And there are three big reasons. One is because the Russians were never integrated in the West after they lost their empire. They're angry about it. They blame the United States, and they have now become allies with the top chaos actors in the world, North Korea and Iran. Number two, because China has been integrated into the global order on the presumption that they would become more politically and economically aligned with the American worldview. The integration worked. They got a lot more wealthy and more powerful, but they did not align. And the Americans are particularly uncomfortable with that. Allies are unsettled as well. Number three is that the United States, in particular, tens of millions of people increasingly felt like their own leaders were not representing effectively them. And that meant that they were less willing to accept the US worldview of exceptionalism globally that really stood behind the old global order. Provision of collective security, it meant promotion of global free trade architecture, it meant promotion of common values, rule of law, and democracy. That latter component, so this has been coming for a long time, but that latter component is particularly salient with Trump becoming president for a second time, because Trump really represents a rejection of an exceptionalist worldview. I mean, not only are the Chinese refusing to be responsible stakeholders, but the Americans are now saying, okay, you want law of the jungle? We will do law of the jungle, but we will do it much better than you do. You know, that is behind a unilateralist American perspective. The reason this is a particularly high-level risk this year is not only because this new disorder has become the way that the world works geopolitically this year, but also because the Americans are in a singularly asymmetrical place to implement it. Trump is stronger. You have other countries who are relationally particularly weak. The Russians are in severe decline, not true in 2017. The Iranians have just lost their empire, very weak, not true in 2017. The Chinese are facing their worst economic outlook. And then American allies, the US economy is performing so much better coming out of the pandemic than theirs are. And while the US political system is more consolidated around Trump, you have a lot of allies whose political systems are in disarray: South Korea, Germany, Canada, France, and others very, very weak, and others. Not, so we have both the structural coalescence of a G0 world, a law of the jungle, and you also have a power imbalance that is kind of singularly and unusually in place as we enter 2025, which will afford a lot of wins in the early days for President-elect Trump that I think a lot of people aren't necessarily expecting. So anyway, that's the backdrop for all of this.